Thank you, Madam Mayor. As somebody who is not quite in the twilight of life, but thinks very much about legacies for young people, I find it astonishing that as the council directly involved with Heathrow on its doorstep, that we should be taking the lead, as have Conservative-controlled Windsor, Conservative-controlled Hillingdon, taking the lead in opposing the expansion of Heathrow from the outset. It's not a legacy, whether it's Stanwell or any part of this borough, a legacy to leave what is frankly an abomination on the people that follow behind us, I think is shameful. And I would urge council members that this council should be voting on this issue tonight and not a deferral to overview and scrutiny, which, as so many members have said, is simply to turn around and kick it into the long grass. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bateson. Councillor Lagson.
I just wanted to echo the comments of Councillor Dunn and...
Please stand up.
And counter what Councillor Harvey said regarding jobs and comfortable houses. I think it's quite ironic when you think of the Conservative government's austerity agenda and how that's impacted so many people around our country. I think the Green New Deal will create new jobs, and that's why Heathrow expansion should be about trying to make our society more sustainable in that sense. I think the other thing that's worth mentioning in terms of flooding, it's not just about air quality. You know, we need to be thinking about, we need to be changing council policy, and that's what we're going to be working towards, that we're thinking more about how Barclay Heinz, nearly 1,000 tonnes of carbon emissions, is going to be impacting on the melting of the ice caps. We've got a 50 centimetre rise now from the latest glacier that's just broken off. Scientists are saying it's going to melt and create that. And we've also got the flooding from the River Thames is going to be increasing. So I think in terms of us being negative in raising these comments, it needs to be said, and we'll continue to do so.
Thank you, Councillor Langton. Could I just ask Mr Graham to just bring us up to date at this point, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just would like to observe to all councillors that the motion has been moved and seconded, and we have started to debate the motion. Councillor Harvey has moved an amendment. That amendment has not been seconded, and therefore, if we wish to pursue an amendment, then that needs to happen, and you will therefore, until that has happened, be speaking on the substantive motion. Just to be clear, Councillor Mitchell, as he appears to have indicated, Madam Mayor, on that.
Thank you, Mr. Graham. Councillor Mitchell.
Madam Mayor, late in the day yet again, thank you for inviting me to speak. The Councillor Harvey puts forward an amendment on the basis that it's the same amendment that we voted for in the last motion. But in fact, it's not the same amendment as Mr. Grant put forward, because the first amendment was not dated as to when it should go to overview and scrutiny. The phrasing was,
the amendment hasn't been put forward yet.
Please sit down. As stated, the
amendment... Sorry, Councillor Mitchell, we haven't actually had the amendment confirmed and finalised yet.
Madam Mayor, if I might finish speaking, please. On the last occasion, the amendment was left open as to date that it goes to the Overview and Scrutiny Committee. Councillor Harvey has proposed on this occasion that it goes to the Overview and Scrutiny Committee on the 3rd of September 2019, which is a variation on the proposal for the last amendment. If he clarifies his amendment, it would be my pleasure to second it.
Councillor Harvey.
Harvey or Harman? We've already spoken, Councillor Harvey.
Right. Sorry, Councillor Harman.
Madam Mayor, I would like
to... Okay, everyone stand up.
I would like to stand up, please.
Thank you, Councillor Harman. Councillor Harman, do you wish to speak on the amendment, please?
No, thank you. It seems quite clear to me. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Do any other councillors wish to speak on the amendment? Councillor Gessing, And then Councillor Smith Ainslie. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think from the previous motion it's quite clear that we need some a calm discussion with plenty of time to do so and plenty of time to review evidence that's put to this committee. We've heard quite a lot of hyperbole, and I have to say, Councillor Durfel's reference to people standing aside in the face of the Nazis and comparing us with that, I find deeply, deeply offensive, and I ask him to withdraw that comment.
Councillor Smith Ainslie, please.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. It's similar to the previous amendment. I support Councillor Getting and what he was saying on the issues that we could very well have, once again, an argument from both sides, bringing up different facts, etc. And it's highly likely that the motion will be defeated, and then that's that. Whereas what happens here is the motion gets sent to the Oakland Scrutiny Committee, where people who know the facts can be brought in and quizzed on these things, and we can have a sensible discussion at an Oakland Scrutiny meeting between members and people brought in by the Oakland Scrutiny Chairman. And I think that is the way to go, rather than having something here where it's fairly likely that one side is going to win and those motions would be defeated, and then that would not be the right way to go ahead as far as our residents are concerned. I think the decision to go to Oakland Scrutiny is the right thing to do.
Thank you, Councillor Smith Ainslie. Would anyone else like to speak at this point? Councillor Dunn, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to speak to Mr. Smith Ainslie, who seems to think that the people on this side of the chamber don't actually know what we're talking about. And I do find that an upsetting factor. You're just proposing that when it goes to overview and scrutiny, that overview and scrutiny will have a better knowledge than with the people that have spoken this evening. Thank you.
As a point of order, Mayor, too, because Councillor Dunn was referring to what I'd said.
The Councillor,
can I clarify it?
Madam Mayor, that point doesn't require any explanation, so it's not a point of explanation.
Thank you. Councillor Boutin.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I support the amendment for a number of reasons. One is the previous amendment is similar as this one. And secondly, they have raised very serious issues which cannot be discussed tonight, or we don't have those reports. For example, that there is a statutory duty for the Department of Transport to have impact assessment done on the environment. We have no reports to see today or view those facts they have just quoted. And everybody knows that the air pollution is detrimental to health, but we need to have those facts and figures to vote if we are voting for something. And secondly, there is a purpose for scrutiny, overall scrutiny committee. And I think they should be. They would have the right to call all the specialists if they need to give the evidence, and that evidence would then be evaluated and the appropriate decision would be made on the night. I think it will be unfair with this motion which has been put forward if we are debating tonight.
Thank you very much, Councillor. Councillor Bortflower, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just really to, I support the amendment. I think overview and scrutiny have the opportunity to get more detail. There's 36 volumes about consultation two. I checked this afternoon, nobody's gone to read them other than the team that are working on this, the officers. So I think that there will be more opportunity over you in scrutiny of the detail to go through all these elements rather than passing a motion in this chamber tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bortflower. Anybody else at this stage? Councillor Nicholls, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Both this motion and my own motion were on points of principle. They weren't about debating the facts, and I deliberately avoided that. I would like to quote someone who is a lot wiser than me on this subject. What they've said is, the truth is that we find ourselves at the epicentre of an airport dumping ground for a host of unsavoury pollution-generating activities allegedly critical to the airport's expansion. I suspect some of the members opposite will recognise that quote, and I wholeheartedly endorse it. It's a real shame that we can't just vote now to deal with this.
Thank you, Councillor Nicholls. If no one else wishes to speak, Councillor Dorfell, would you like to sum up, please?
I think in terms of the personal attack by Mr. Harvey, I don't even have a licence. I don't know what that had to do with the Audi. We have 100% renewable energy and I don't fly. So also, I don't think it rules me out on actually saying something on climate change, which doesn't just affect me. There's an issue of intergenerational justice. In terms of the suggestion that I said climate change deniers, let's say, are Nazis, is clearly not what I said. It is what I said was, you will have to justify yourself to future generations and to current generations when you get asked, when the tipping point has come and the climate catastrophe spirals out of proportion, you will be asked, what have you done? And that is what I'm saying. So being intentionally misunderstood, I don't think helps the debate at all. So I think it's been very clear in terms of referring matters. We have had an excellent presentation. That's not going to change by the council officers. I think we have all been voted here not to delegate further, because we are actually a council and other councils have voted on this and have stood up against it. To send it to a body again where, again, where the body even refers onwards to the cabinet, as I understand, but we know what the position is. It's just giving up your duty as a councillor and giving up exercising your responsibility, professional as well as ethical, to have a view on Heathrow, an issue that isn't just national, it's a worldwide issue, and it's watched over the world.
Thank you, Councillor Durfell. We will now take a vote on the amendment. Those in favour of the amendment, please signify by a show of hands. Thank you. Are those against, please?
Madam Mayor, the amendment is carried 22-15.
Thank you, Mr. Graham. Thank you, everybody. Okay, now does anybody wish to speak on the substantive motion? Okay. So, Councillor Durfell, do you wish to say anything further?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Right, we will now vote. Everyone in favour?
No. Can we clarify, please? We need clarification.
Can we vote for the amendment?
Madam Mayor, the Council has voted in favour of the amendment, and the amendment to send that matter to overview and scrutiny is now the substantive motion.
Right.
So we're now voting whether the Council is in favour, though it seems pointless doing it twice over. Those are the rules. We are now voting on the substantive amendment, having become the substantive motion. We are now voting on the substantive motion. So when councillors are being asked to vote for, they're being asked to vote for sending it to that motion to overview and scrutiny. If they're voting against, they're against sending that motion to overview, that point which Councillor Durbin has raised, to overview and scrutiny. I hope that makes it clear.
Almost, but I think we're almost there. Basically, we're doing exactly the same vote again, please. Thank you. In favour of the motion. Three,
Joseph Dent as well.
So it's in favour of it going to overview and scrutiny, which is going to be a very long meeting. Those against?
I think we need a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
22 to 13, Madam Mayor, that motion is therefore carried.
Thank you, Mr. Graham. Right, thank you all, and thank you for the clarification. We